Rashi and Seven Beis and Beis on the second wide line. Nimakim k'mechamek b'sarei pasuk in Zechariah means that I think it means that their skin is going to melt. Tzilzul is a belt, a bindle. It's a bindle. You bind something up. Noah, you have your lulav. You have your bindles. Those are little wraparound things. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so there it is. Okay, so there's a belt. Nikafim is lashon of chaburis. It'll get wounded. Lashon hamanakif ragloi, person who stubs their foot, you know, wounds their foot. Benikaf sivchehiyar is lashon of also lashon of getting damaged. Iskashlus hanu sar shesirkus and mafarchusus. What was it going back on? Tachos Bosom Maki, yeah, Mokum Shoy Mispasmus Mokum. Okay, Miksha is Kurch, Mokum Shoy Miskashis Boy. They were making their hair nice, they would comb it and they would be Mafarkis it. Which Pirkus is just making it look nice, and they imagine the hair means they're putting up their hair. Miskashas is dharma le miksha kena trikin. So in the word miksha, you see the word the main roots of the word miskashet will come korcham pesigel. Then tachas pesigel, what's that in a trikin? Stands for pesach gila. Pesach Gila, place of enjoyment. Oysa Mokum is that place in the woman. So there's going to be which Pesachim, which brought the Gila, they're going to be Makura Sak, dressed in sackcloth. Kitachas Yavich, Ki Kolela Yobel Loch Tachas Yavich. All these will come in place of the beauty which was there before. So instead of shufa the bekiva, kiva is kiyutura lecha, kamashichin the bekiva, the kedushin the plimo. So it's going to be this pussy dripping type of a boil. Pussen. Hashem poshein yore, my pischem their mokum of mokum nidus. Just with kito and shevchus damziva will come out damziva. Yore loshen of a tarakadosh come up a karakadosh. He's pouring. Or the second shot was like a yar, like a forest. Nismal lasar be full of hair. Nimosis the tashmish become uncomfortable for tashmish. Ashe shachatz midabrim b'loshin gaiva b'lag yisof. They would speak haughtily and with a type of an attitude which is like a condescending attitude towards important things. They would say sa'adatot tashmish, but what were you saying? Did you have relations? Pasamela is ba'ula, one has been worked before. Bread, which is the dough has been worked over, it means a bula. Sheda bula means a psula. Sheda mela means a psula. Pasimela is briuria belaz. I don't know, like a brioche or something like that. Girdly is love and hoya. That's white. Yan girdly is white. Yan girdly shachar klemer levona shachar was she light or dark. Bemesav rachav, mesav mita shemesav alev, b'shas achila. Then you knew if it means isha shmein. Oh, it means was the woman large or small? Katzer is chusha thin. Chavar toiv. Isha toiv is mar. Was she pretty? Ditzim tzimoy malchus. So kachshmon. That was her name. Okay, is that the Mishnah? Oyetzo ishla b'sayiv ala b'keshes. Person cannot go out carrying a sword. Can't go out carrying a bow. Well, Mishmiris can't come out carrying a shield. Ba'ala, she can't go out carrying a mace, or a spear. All of these things, the person will go out, not in a situation where there's pikuch nefesh, allowing him to carry his weapons, but just carrying these things. They are considered a tachshit. These are the warrior has a certain glory and beauty to his looking like a warrior. So they function as tachshit. That rather they are not a tachshit, but they are something which is really it's an embarrassment that a person should wear such things. Shemar says, will come the time that they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears, the masmirois, into pruning hooks. Well, Yisagoyal Goycherev, one nation will not raise up a sword against another. They will no longer learn to how to act with war. Famous pasuk. So, with the indication of the fact that the pasuk says that these things are things which are going to be removed in the future, indicates that the fact that it just is due to the lowliness of our situation right now, we use these things. You can't call it something which is a glory to the person. Biris Tahara V'yetzin Ba'a B'Shabbos. Biris, we'll see, is it was a woman who had problems with her step, but put this biris in between her legs to regulate the step. So it's Tahara V'yetzin Ba'a B'Shabbos. Kavolim or Tameim ben Yitzim ben B'Shabbos. Kavolim, which literally sounds like chains, or Tameim, and you can't wear those in Shabbos. The more is going to discuss exactly what again, it's also referring to things that a woman would wear around her legs, and what's the difference? So Grashi, Ba'ola, Mefarshi Gemara, that's Kulfa, is Mitzuka, Balaz, which the way I understand that means a mace, a stick with a large bulb of the Ba at the end. So the law said, these are things which are considered to be the glory of the person. Why would they be removed in the future? It's almost as if the kash is, but right now people consider it to be glorious, so this is why it's in an atachshit. It's almost as if to say a person would take something which any right-minded person understands is not his glory, and he would make up, that people who wear pieces of paper a certain direction, that's considered beautiful. I mean, so we live in a society which has come up with acting crazy, but it remains crazy, is what the Mishnah is saying, according to the Chacham. Beerus is Gemara Mefarish Tahara Ena Mekabel Tuma V'Yesen Bo D'Lashofa Machbi Shlo Yara Shoyka. She won't take it off because it will cause her leg to be revealed. Kvalim is Tamei Gemara Mefarish. My Ba'ala, what's Ola is Kofa. Rashi said that means a Mitsuka. You look on the side of your page, you'll see in the brackets it's a type of a stick which has a thick, which you use, it has a very thick head. If you look at the other side, he has the gears. It looks like a stick, but the rosh is ogle, my cutter. It has a round ball at the top, so that's a mace. We have the armor tashidim handloy, tanya. Armor loy the Rabbi Eliezer. Rechim achadim the tashidim handloy. They ma hein betelim limos of Mashiach. So why are they going to be bottled in the time of the future? So he says, "Amar lehem lefisha einam tzrichim, because we don't need for them anymore." Shenamar lo yisagel goy cherev. So there's no need, so that's why they're both. It's a heavy linoy bound. Let them be good, but if there's something which is considered intrinsically something which is beautiful, so let them still be around and function for the purpose of beauty. Amar Abaye, or you know, glory. Amar Abaye, midi dahava ashraga b'tiru. The same way a candle in the middle of the day, it doesn't have a beauty. Walking around with a candle in the middle of the day, it looks weird. So in the tremendous presence of a Kodesh Baruch, which will be in the future, so these things will not be considered beautiful. The Pliga de Shmuel, that which it says the Gondi Batal Osilova is not like Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, the Muslim Mashiach, Elo Shiva Golius Bovad. The only thing which will change is Klai Yisrael will leave the exile. But and those psukim are not going to be fulfilled either in the Rambam learns they're not going to be fulfilled in a literal sense, it's an allegoric sense. Or we'll see, possibly another understanding. What is Raya? Shenamar Kilo Yechtal Elbion Mikarav Oritz. Because the pasuk says that the impoverished will not be removed from the land, which means it's going to, even at the time of Mashiach, there's still going to be people which are impoverished, which indicate so apparently this man of Yemos and Mashiach is not going to be a fulfillment of all of the different Nebuas. Those will take place in a period of time after Yemos and Mashiach, and within the time of Mashiach itself, these will continue to function as usual. Say lay the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Kol Nevim, Lain Yisna bar Elo, the Mashiach Mashiach, Abba Elo Mabua, Ayin Le Rosa, Elokim Zulosecha. So Shmuel is not like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and the Braisa is like Rav Chiya bar Abba, that the Nevuahs are not going to be fulfilled in Olam Haba, which is the period after Moshe Mashiach, but rather going to be fulfilled in Moshe Mashiach, like Rav Chiya bar Abba says, and that is, but the Braisa says that these psukim are referring to Moshe Mashiach. V'yigadamri omriloi the Rebbe Eliezer, v'chim achas, t'tashitim hen lo'i b'nei ma'hem b'telem l'Moshe Mashiach. Omrilohen after Moshe Mashiach, ena b'telem. He said they are not batel, they are born still. And Shmuel, like Shmuel says, the plague of the Rechiyah Barabah, that's not like the Rechiyah Barabah. Vamalei Baile Rav Dini, Vamalei the Rav Avya, Vamalei Rav Yosef the Rav Dini, Vamalei the Rav Avya, Vamalei Baile Rav Yosef. Various versions of who said what to whom. My time at the Rebbe Eliezer, Dharma Tachshitim Hanloi, why does he feel the Tachshitim? So also, he's, even Rabbi Eliezer, the more doesn't say, because that's what people, that's the common perception, that these are considered items of glory. But rather, it's a pasuk, receive pasuk and tillim. Chagor charbecha al yorech gibor. Gird your sword on your thigh, you gibor. It is your glory and your praise. So the pasuk indicates that this is considered to be something of glory. So Amalei Rav Kahana, the Rambam the Rav Huna, Haibed Divrei Torah Ksiv. The pasuk is referring to the Talmud Chacham having everything he needs to be able to effectively prove his point in learning. Amalei ein mikra yotzei midei pshutoi, but even though so that's true, but the pasuk which is being used as a vehicle to express that idea, has to have an understanding on the simple pshat also. Amar Kahana Katavina Bartamni Sorishnin, even though I was 18 years old. Habigimirnale the Kule Hashaz, in the wall of Shaz. Well, Habiyadan, I did not know, Te Mikri Yetzimine Pshutoi Ad Hashta. Till I learned this point, I didn't realize Te Mikri Pshutoi. My Kamashalon, the Ligmar Inish, Vahad Elizabeth. So the Moor says that, so what Rav Kahana was saying, even though he learned all the Mishnayas, he had not contemplated into them why they were so till he was already older. So first he learned all of Shas, he memorized all of Shas, he knew all of Shas well. Now you should understand each step why it's so. I once heard from Rosh Eisen Shlita from Shkech and the Yisrael. We had a summer with him as I took a teacher's training thing. So he gave a shir on the appreciation of Tanakh. That was the And he spoke. One of the things he spoke about was this Gemara. In other words, if you open up a Tillim and you get the flow of Tillim, there's no way that David Melech was singing the praises of the warrior. That's not what Tillim is about. That's not what's important in Tillim. It's not what the message of Tillim is. So I want to know, what is the pshat of Tillim? The pshat of Tillim is the Talmud Chacham with his claim of Chamta, which he needs to be able to be effective. That's the pshat in the pasuk. That's not a drasha. It's not a remez. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So what was the shaka of Tyre de Gomorrah? But he used something as a moshul to express it. So when I'm telling you a pshat, and I'm using a moshul, there was the famous moshul, they said, when the Tsar with the drop of ink drowned, if you want to say that he killed a million people with the drop of ink that he used, the silent decree, he drowned a million people. A million people drowned in a drop of ink. The pshat over there is he killed a million people. The pshat isn't that a million people drowned in a drop of ink. That's what the words say. That's the pshat of Shemikra. That's not pshat of Shemikra. That's ridiculous. But the question is, how do you deal with the mashal? That's the Shakva Tari to the Chachamim and Rabbi Yezer. Is the mashal also called Pshut Hashem Mikra, that it also has a concept of being something which is true or not? That's the Shakva Tari to Gemara. I think it's a fascinating shot. Okay. Zog Rashi, Shrug Batira, Ner Bitzaraim, a candle. Midday. It doesn't look pretty. But now it's something which is considered as a tachshi. So misunderstand that they will not exist in the future. It's not like Shmuel. Forever. Alma Yesh Anias Vashiras, there will be poverty at that point in time. Shraminho. Nechoma Shinisnabu Hanabiyam will ye kanani oid. These people who are seeking out food, etc., will not be Lodimasa Mashiach Nisnabu. It wasn't during Yimasa Mashiach. Shemin Olam Hazeh, which is part of Olam Hazeh. Deem Kein Cholul Chol Evim, because that's when the Evim will end. So it has to be a period of time which is after Masa Mashiach, which is Elam Habo, which is not part of this world anymore. Mashiach Lebrai said the Ktani B'Telim Masa Mashiach is right to Chilachir Baraba that the Psukim are referring to Masa Mashiach and what's afterwards on Yisrael Divin Nacham Shalhen for the Masa Mashiach, but Elam Habo is Ein LeRosa. He did not brush and not let the Nevi'im see the what's called Olam Haba. B'divrei Torah, see, Habizor lechazer al mishnah scha, shtei mezumenas scha b'shas adin lahabi raya. You have to be sharp. You have to. So chagor al charbecha, charbecha al yorech gibor. Is you the gibor in Torah have to have your weapons ready. So you have to keep chasering it over to be able to bring your proofs. Kecher v'yerech gibor, like the sword on the thigh of the Gibur, the Natsech when Muhammad, he has it ready at any point in time to pull it out and beat his opponent. That's the Hoyd and the Hoder for the Zamachacha. Or is Mike Kamashlan, Ligmar Inish, Ligris Shmaitza, Mirabi. He has to memorize it from Rabbein. Vaf Agabdul Yoda, the Kuloi, Tambi, doesn't understand all of the reasons why it's true. And after you have all of the Shmaitas, then Bahadur Lisper. Time, then you'll explain it. The Hakashila of Kahana, Bahabi Yoda, the High Taima, Tumura Habi Kimle, made a Habi Baras Tamni. Sorry. He was already 18, he said he knew all of Shazins. He knew this Mishnah, but he still didn't understand why. So you see that was the process. So the Velt wished this was the approach until, you know, 150 years ago. I mean, there was the Mahalach of Pilpul, but in general, the Mahalach, even the Yeshivas, there was a tremendous amount of learning all of Shas, and then, you know, chazing, and then as more times you learned it, you became more and more proficient understanding it, etc. Basically, it changed in the time of Reb Chaim Brisker. The Mahalach would change. Reb Chaim's Mahalach with the more of this chakiras and the analysis and all the different things. They say when Reb Chaim was young, he came to talk and learn with Rishil Salanter. And he already had developing his approach. And Rishil said, this will be the Torah which is needed for the next generation. The pull of the secular knowledge, etc., will be so overpowering that if you don't have an exciting way to learn, which is interesting and fascinating, and analysis, and deep, etc., you won't be able to compete. You're not going to be able to have the people interested. And then the problem is, so it's an approach which is necessary, but you go overboard, it becomes a problem. And each generation seems to go further and further overboard in the issue. She used to yell at us. We used to do a blot a week, but even for Seder in Yeshiva. So over the year, you would learn about 40 plus blot Gemara for Seder. Nowadays, you do about 10, 15. She used to scream at us, "You're going to grow up to be Amaratzim. You're going to grow up to be Amaratzim. 40 meter blot a week." It was like, you know, blot a week. You know, every other Yeshiva at that point in time was doing half of that a year. You know, and he was screaming at us, "We're going to grow up to be Amaratzim. You're learning so slow." It's like, well, the
wasn't there a different pace of different children?
There
was one that was very slow.
No, there was an official pace for the base medrash. Once you hit like about the second year of base medrash, you basically learned independently. You know, and the shir was said wherever. You know, the shir wasn't supposed to pace you. You were supposed to pace yourself. And the shir would say, like the shir would say, "I want to say an X, I'll say an X." And you know, you can be ahead of us. The problem was some point in time, we were behind him. Like, you know, he wanted to say an X. He assumed, like, you know, we're holding. He says, "Minor Bayim." He said in Europe. He says, you know, we went, and he would say whatever he wanted to say. We were five blood ahead of him. But he set on the points. He said, "Sure, once a week, twice a week, you set on the points you want to talk about." So it was different. But the process already started the last 150 years. It was, I think I told you, myself, Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal once told us that when he went to Slobodka, he arrived at Sukkot's time, when he went home for Pesach, they learned Baba Basra, he had learned first Seder in 20 weeks, he had learned from that base through Samach Gimel, first Seder. He had learned 62 blot, you know, basically 3 blot a week, B'iyun. So he comes home and he's quite proud of himself. And then, you know, so you figure that was first Seder, and second Seder, you did another 60 plus blot, 120 blot, 170 blot. So, you know, night Seder, you pretty much came close to finishing the homosaf in the winter. Well, about in the winter being, you know, learning it well. So he's pretty proud of himself. He comes home and there's this old yid over there who learned in the Volozhin, you know, like how many. So he says, what did you learn this man? So he says, in his days of Volozhin, he's yelling at him, you know, like you're making fun of him. He says, in his days of Volozhin, in the winter, the Bacham would finish Baba Kama and Baba Metziah, and the Metzianim would finish Baba Basar also. They finished all three Babas in the winter, the good Bacham and Yeshiva. They finished all three Babas in the winter. So, And, you know, obviously, you know, to the same depth to some extent, yeah. I mean, the Rishiva in Telstone, when he was in Telstone, he made the Bach, he expected the Bach to really move. But his Bechinas, he asked the Bach, bring me a Raya from a Rashbam, some Rabbasa, to this and this point. That was the type of Bechinas he gave. I remember I took a Bechinas on the Doran. I took myself on the Selfish Doran by Rishiva, by Rishiva Chaim, Rishiva Gifter, the Havman Chaim Chaim. And it was a Bechina on 90 plots, Mesef, the one shot. And he would ask us, you know, his kashas were like, you know, what? Bring me a raya, a diyuk from a. There was Ran, the term is Ran. So a diyuk from around somewhere to this and this point. He expected us to know to that point. He said, I mean, to know the whole Masechta, the part. I can make diyuk from around anywhere in the Masechta, you know, within the context of a 1 minute, you know, answer. That was what he expected us to know. So I had a good time because I made my diyuk. And Rashir of Chaim held of it, Rashir didn't hold of it. We got into a whole fight. It was great. Yeah, good. Nee, it's not good. So I threw, you know, they were arguing. I threw my 2 cents also. We had a good time. That was the end of the beginning. No. But that's what he expected us to know it. That's pretty in depth. You're talking about 100, that was 90 blood. 90 blood every run. You wanted every run.
That's still. The different debts is still on block. In other words, it's not a vision offering. That's
right. But the point, he wanted us. He expected us. I mean, he had to learn through the main Rishonim. You know, he didn't go through every single Rishon. You know, you went to Gemara Rashi Tosis. You see the Rosh. You see the Ran in the back. You see the Rambam. And then you would maybe look at one or two, and then over the running Rishonim, you wouldn't see every single Rashba, every Ramban, every Ritva. You'd see maybe, you pick one Rishon maybe and go through straight, and then you look at other ones once in a while. If it was something, you know, important to see. Usually the Rashba. That's how we learned. You didn't go through every single Shita Mekavetzis, no. Like they do nowadays, you know. Okay, Simon Zorus. I mean, you look at Rav Asher Arieli's shiurim. He still does over blood a week in the mirror. Rav Asher shiur in the mirror. He does over blood a week. The Bachim find it very difficult to keep up with him because they're not used to that type of learning. Simon Zorus. Okay. Omer Yirmiya. Omer Belozer. Shnei Tzimim Chavim Hamachadim Zelazeba Halacha. Two Tzimri Chavim which are sharpening each other, discussing learning and sharpening each other. So, Kesh Baruch Matzliach Lehem, Hashem gives them siyat, gives them hatzlocha, they're learning. Shenemar v'adorcha tzlach, the pasuk continues and says, and we're darshaning al tikra, v'adorcha ele b'chadatcha, your sharpening each other will cause hatzlocha. V'oish el tzalem g'dula, Shenemar tzlach rechav, you will rise up high, you will ride up high. Yechafil shalav v'shma, it's only if shalav v'shma, tamalemer, aldebar emes. That you're searching for the truth. Yisrael Salanta has a gorgeous taich of what lishma is. Suppose you talk about learning Torah lishma. So the favorite page of Peter of Pamelosian, he says lishma doesn't mean, you know, l'shem shemayim, you know, because of the mitzvah of learning Torah. Shaki means because you want for its sake you want to know Torah. But he says two people learning. Talking and learning. So the first step that has to be that you're going to put all of your effort into finding, you know, to establishing why you believe what you're saying is true. You can't just give in, but you have to constantly say, "Well, maybe I have a different, another raya, another proof, another kash on your pshat." Keep going back and forth with all of your sharpness. But at the end, when you come to recognition that the other person is right. It's totally relevant to you whose opinion it was. Because you found the true thing, so now you're happy. Because you want to know the truth of Torah. So the goal wasn't to prove that you are right. The goal was, so you put all of your effort in for 3 hours of arguing, and then when you realize your Kabbalah says, Gavaldik, you came up with the amps. What do most people say in a situation when they get to that situation? I hear. Say, Bepemola, you are right and I am wrong. Can't do it. because their emotions got involved. You know, so that Lishmo's ability to say that my goal wasn't my pshat, my goal was the truth, and therefore I'm happy. I was unhappy. Wow, Baruch Hashem, you really, I'm happy. You said they had the right pshat, and we now know the end. That's Lishmo. That's well, the bar emes. Yochanan Hemig is daitoi. Maybe he'll get this atzlocha, even though he becomes a bakai. But Tamalim Ravan Beit Tzedek. If a person is able to put all of his effort in and do it with lishmo and not be megas gaitoi, zeichel tarshin itli b'yamin shenemar b'tarcha v'sarcha neiru ois yiminecha. You will zeichel to the Torah, which is the wondrous thing given from the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachman Yitzchak Omer zeichel adwarim shenemru b'yamina shel Torah. It's referring to things which are yamin of Torah. What's yamin of Torah? Amar Rava bar Rav Shilo, bar Mala Amar Rav Yosef bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ma'ay Dechsev, Erech Yamim Bimino, Bismillah Usher Bekavet. Ela Bimino, Erech Yamim Ika Usher Bekavet Leko. So what does it mean that Bimino it's Erech Yamim and Bismillah it's Usher Bekavet? What does that mean? Ela, am I meaning by those which go to the right, and Rashi learns that the Yaminim are the people who put all of their strength into it. The right hand is the strong hand. It means they put a tremendous amount of effort to find the truth in it. They get Aruch Yamin. Aruch Yamin Mika. But Kolsh get Arshav Rekavim. The Masmilim Bo, those who don't put all of their effort, and they as if they were working with their left hand, which is not as strong. So, then already, they don't get the Aruch Yamin. Amar Yirbi Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Shnei Tzimchom Hanoichim Zel Zeba Halacha. That they do listen to each other. They discuss each other things in a way that they will try and hear each other's point what they're saying. There's Baruch Hu Makshiv Lehem Rishon then listens to them. They talk to each other. And the end of the pasuk is Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishma Hashem listens. But in Dibur El Nacha Shenemar Yad Ber Amim Tachtenu, that the solution of Yad Ber over there means to lead. One shot in Rashi, or it means to lessen, to lower down. The end of the pasuk says the Yirei Hashem L'Chesh Vishma. That pasuk we just quoted from Ozni Dibur. What's the chesish? Amr Rabami, filu chishav lasis mitzvah benenas v'lo osa malah b'kosav kilu osa. Those who thought about a Bereshim's name, they wanted to do something even they weren't able to do it. My Rebbe always says, you know, you have the argument. At some point in time you realize that the argument is going around in circles. You're saying the exact same points over and over again. And it says, so you're not listening to each other, that means. He says, you get to that point, you can keep bringing, you want to bring new points and proofs, etc., fine. But you get to the point where you're just repeating the same thing. Each one says their point one time, and you go right through. I don't have to, you know, we may disagree, but now, like, what do you, stop, then you stop, you know, focusing on your point. So that's the nachashaboy is the ability to, I hear your point, I understand exact. He says, you get to the point which you understand exactly why you're supposed to say what he's saying. You understand exactly why you're saying what you're saying. And then you go right through. You understand both points. A person does a mitzvah properly. He will not hear b'suras rosh. Shenemar shem mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Person who's careful with the mitzvah will not know a davar ra. Pasuk kehilos. Amar vasi v'temer of chinina afilo kadosh baruch hu gozer gzeiro hu mevatla. Furthermore, if a person is careful with how he does the mitzvahs, kimamora, does them as they were given, he'll have the ability to overcome Xeris Rovs. Shenamar Basher, the Bar Melech Shiltai, whom he Yarmaloi Matasab. Kosh Baruch Hu's word is ruling, and who could tell him what to do? Besamach le shemir mitzvah yeda davar ra. So he darshes, who can tell him what to do? The answer is the shemir mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, they tell me hamakshivim zeh lazeh b'halacha, that they hear each other. Kadosh Baruch Hu is shemei alakal. Hashem listens to what they're saying. Shinemar hayashavas baganim chaverim makshivim lekalech hashmiini. So the chaverim, which have been tuna chamim, which are makshivim, the verse says, I'm hearing your voice, let me hear what you have to say. If they don't listen to each other, so the Bereshim, the Shechina presence went away. So Rashi says that they gather together to learn together. Kashbaruch was Oyavon. Shenemar Bedigloi, they're gathering together is a lie Ahava. For me, it's a Bereshim, it's love. Amarava Behud, the Yodi, Sursa, the Shemaita. With the last lay Rabba, Bemasa, the Mikramene. So that which they gather together to learn, it's because they don't have, in some cases, they don't have a Rebbe to teach them. So they try and say, let's together and try and work it out together. And obviously, there are people which at least understand the approach of learning that's a valid approach for them to do. Let's see, Rashi. They're not doing it to chop each other down, but they want to sharpen the point. In other words, the more you stick to your point and challenge each other, the more you force the other person to clarify exactly what he's saying. Well, I say, well, in this case, I mean like this. You know, so each time you're sharpening it more and more, but the goal isn't to cut them down, it's to get to a sharper, really, what are you really saying? V'hadorcha k'may b'chadotcha. V'sarcha is b'talmudcha, probably should be. And you're learning. L'maminim shaltara sh'mefash v'shin tameyim b'dikduk u'barin. They work things out, and they sift it out. K'miyamin ha'miyamenis l'malacha, which can do hard work. Asher v'kabar leka b'tamiyah. K'imadika arichamim kol shken asher v'kabar. The more answers, the masmilim bo, shenem yegeim bo, kol tzarcha. They don't work as much as they could. The Shiva used to quote this Rashi all the time. Rashi used to quote this Rashi all the time. Horvin and Lenin. He said in Yiddish. Inami maminim ba oiskim lishmo masmilim shalav lishmo. Nechum hil zev nesim nesim ba benachas ruach misaskim kadeish yimudu zem yizev. They try and make sure each one learns from the other. Yarab tateinu loshen yashpil. The whole shifus is benachas. When you lower somebody down, that's so the idea of lowering down is you lower yourself from somebody else. That's the idea of nachas. That's relaxed. The shachira hanoichim manhigim says la'manas shalach. They lead each other. Kolech necheis on yad ber targum shal yinhag yinahig. Before I'm over there until I think tarch lashon of yad ber. Russia will lead the nations under us. We will become their leaders. Who can tell them what to do? So they're teaching each other and they're learning from each other. Who's there? I want to hear what they have to say. Brasvei Ksiva says, Brachadei, if not, the Russian runs away. Hamagilim, Maasim Zeh, they gather together. Urban Boy, Vanil Moid, Vanovin, Vain Shneinu, let's work it out together. Hol Vain Lonu Rav, because you don't have a Rebbe. Surah Shara Shadav Riksas, Lonu Ram, they have the basic concepts. Okay, so the more. Amr Bamr Rabbi Abba Amr Shimon ben Lakish. So we just quoted a quote from Rabbi Shimon, the name of Shimon ben Lakish. So we'll quote another one. Gadol Hamal v'Yosemin Oisin Stock. A person lends money is greater than a person who gives stock. Mata Bakis Yosemin Kulam. And a person who gives a person merchandise to do business with, he partners with him to give him the merchandise, and he does the business and makes the, you know, part of the profits is greater than that. Which takes revenge, tie him on your thigh, take him with you. He's a great guy. Im am oritz hu chosid. The other end, you have am oritz, but he's a chosid, nice, sweet, gentle fellow. Al tar b'shkinosa, don't live near him. So, the tamachachim, I think we spoke about this. The deal of tamachachim, but the kedachim. The other Chazal was talking about the importance of him having a nevus, and the answer we said over there was, so much is a private issue done to him privately, nobody knows about it, he should be told him about it. So much is done in a public way, which is a bizarre to Torah, he has to respond to the bizarre Torah Shabbat. Amar Kana Amar Shimon Lakish, Amar Lo Amar Ravasi, Amar
Shimon. What's the, this point about the Amorites?
Rashi says, because you're to learn from him, so you'll follow his pious ways. His pious ways aren't necessarily proper, so he looks very compelling and convincing to follow because he does such nice things, but he doesn't know what he's doing. So you're contrasting this nice, sweet, wonderful Lama Oritz to this overpowering, mean Talmud Chacham. Stick to the Talmud Chacham. Amr Rav Kana, Amr Shimon Lakish, Amr Lo Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Amr Lo Amr Rav Abba, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Kol Megadol, Kol Rav Asach Besoy, Menei Chesed Mito Besoy, you have a Gelav Ra, you lose the opportunity to do Chesed, Shemar Lamas, Merei Eyu, Chosed, Shekei Meloshon Yevonis, Karen Lekelev Lamas, Lamas, you're removing Chesed from yourself. Rav Yitzchak Amr, Af Perk Yemenu, Yerushalayim, Shemar Yiras Shakai Yazav. That's the end of that pasuk. He will take out Yerushalayim. The more of his story with that. We'll do the story. We'll do Rashi tomorrow. More says, "Hi Itza the Isla Lahau Besa the Mefa." A woman came into her neighbor's house to bake. So she borrowed the neighbor's stove. Another for Kalba, so the dog barked at her and scared her. He saw her Vlada, and the child, which was she was carrying, she was with child. So the child, the pregnancy was lost. Amala Mori de Besa. So the owner realized that the dog's barking. He says, "Lord, simply don't get scared." The Shakli Nive Mishkilan Tufre. He took away. He doesn't have any teeth. He doesn't have any fingernails. So he can't do anything to you. The Amalei says, "Gevaldik, Baruch Hashem, Shkulit Yavuska, Beshata Chizri, take your chesodim over here. You're the good news you're telling me, and throw it onto the koytsim. Karnod Vlad, the child already has been already been the pachet of his bark was So in other words, the Morse seems to be saying even that you take care of him, but creating this thing which instills fear is still." Since brought down halacha, you shouldn't do it, except you live by the sapper, you live by the border, so then you're allowed to have such types of animals.
Here it said a kelav ra.
Right.
I don't understand, because the story is talking, it sounds like it's talking about a dog, any dog. Was it that the dog was particularly big, and the combination Or was it that the bark was such an intense bark?
I felt it was something which would not, it wasn't just average, you know, little, it wasn't a chihuahua, you know. It meant it was something which was really scary. That's what I'm sending it. Okay. Okay. It doesn't say it's actually a neighbor, it just says she borrowed from a balabai. I don't know necessarily he was right next door. So enjoy yourself when you're young. Do it, have a great time. No, but you're gonna pay for this. So it's a funny posse. So Adkan Divrei Yetzer Hara, Mikan Reilach Divrei Yetzer Type. The first part was it's not the same person talking. Number one, the Yetzer Hara is saying, you're young, you can have a good time, don't worry about it, it's great, do whatever you want. And the Yetzer Type is saying, you should know, the person is going to take you all the Mishpat. Mish Lachash says, Adkan Divrei Tara, Mikan Reilach the Maisim Type. So, and that's why this piece over here is, you should enjoy your learning. You should find the area of learning of Torah which you enjoy and learn it. And the last part is that you have to then apply it. L'maisa, that's Maisim Tovim.